No matter what the year or what the subject, Dr. Master's invaluable and inspirational lectures about healing the body, mind, and spirit are just as relevant for life today as they were when they were first delivered. Here now is Dr. Master's with wisdom for daily living that is truly timeless.
The subject for today is benefiting from psychic mystical meditation. Now, the word psychic conjures up all kinds of images in people's minds, and I want to first clarify that the use of the word psychic, as I'm relating to it here this morning, deals with the ability to be able to see beyond the five senses, to be able to see beyond the physical world, to be able to see into the spiritual world. All of us are born with this capacity. Few of us actually realize that we even have this capacity. Each and every day of our lives, we function with two physical eyes. Mystics, sages, and seers down through the ages have suggested that we have still another sensory sight. And that sensory sight has been called the third eye. It's referred to in the New Testament, "If thine eye be single, thy body shall be filled with light." It is part of the tradition of many, many cultures. The Egyptians and the ancient headdress that they had, they just have a little snake or type ornament that would come down in front of the forehead. And that really represented what mystics would see in states of meditation as the pineal gland. It was that they felt was the physiological counterpart of the third eye, the ability to be able to see over and beyond, again, the physical world. In India, the Buddhists, the Hindus, they have this little spot on the forehead, significant of the third eye. Many cultures, many civilizations, go and say to their followers, you have the ability to be able to see. See beyond. Now, in Christianity, as we were taught it from little boys and girls, there wasn't ever any real reference to this. There was the reference of seeking first the kingdom of heaven and all things will be added to you. Now, that seeking of the kingdom of heaven was to be within, because Christ put it, the kingdom of heaven is here and now, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Seek first that kingdom of heaven within you, and then all things will be added to you. Now, those all things that are referred to are gifts. Gifts that come from being one with the Spirit that is within each and every one of us. Each and every day of our lives, we will go along with our five senses. And our world will be no more or less than what our five senses are interpreting for us.